Kix 95.3, the Harbor's New Country. Loose Man in the Morning with my special guest in studio, the Olsen Bros, Luke and Isaac Olsen. I have a big question for you guys. This is like the question that's been on my mind all morning since you guys walked into the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know. So what's the deal with the hair situation? Yours is getting longer, and yours is non-existent anymore. So what's going on here? Luke, you look like Grizzly Adams.
I just want to make sure people can tell us apart, I guess.
Yeah, you know.
Was that a problem before?
No, not really. No, you know, I just haven't felt like cutting mine. You know?
No, I'm giving you crap, but you wear it well. It looks good on you. I'm not. Don't get me wrong. But I think it's kind of funny how you went one direction. You went the complete opposite direction. You know, he's using turtle wax, and you're using Prel or something or whatever.
Hairspray and hair straightener.
Vidal Sassoon, turtle wax. So now. What's with the deal here? You went the. I know you have hair. I've seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like not having to worry about it. Honestly,
that's actually not a bad. You know, I can totally understand that because there's days when I get up to go out to work in the morning and I can't do anything with it, and it's like, just shave it off. I haven't done that yet because I honestly don't know what my bald head would look like.
You know, I don't know if it looks good or whatever,
no,
but I like it. So
you
I just
are
like the
smooth.
Way
it is smooth, and you got a nice round shape.
Yeah, no lumps on my head or anything.
No lumps on your head.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid to see what's under here. I don't know. I mean, I've lived a life. There could be some lumps or something in there. I don't know. So, okay, it's not a real important question. I was just kind of curious what the... Was this on purpose?
Or? No, it just sort of happened, I think.
Now, I can remember when you kind of started to grow the hair out, because I think it was around the Christmas time when we wrote the Christmas song.
It was when everybody else was, right?
Best COVID. Christmas ever. It was right, yeah. Was it COVID that did it?
I'm trying to remember the last time.
I think that was when he
started
it.
Cut it.
You
in... Before COVID, I think.
2000,
well, it was before COVID.
Was it 2018 that you came in and we wrote the Christmas song? It was 2018, wasn't it? Christmas 2018?
Yeah, I think so.
You were starting to grow it a little. It hadn't quite grown yet, but the beard was starting to up. It was a little bit, you know, he had more of a goatee at the time, a little soul patch, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, I did actually have it trimmed like a year ago. One of Kaylee's friends, who's a hairdresser, trimmed it, but barely cut any of it off. So you couldn't really even tell.
She did a couple snips and Luke was like, I can't do this.
Just
stop it. Don't touch me.
Now, do you try to keep it at a certain length, or are you just letting it go?
Right now, I'm just kind of letting it go for the summer. I just want to be able to headbang, you know? You know how it is, being a guitarist.
Yeah,
you know, it's a little more fun, you know, to headbang and stuff like that.
It is. I'm not going to lie. I'm slightly jealous of your hair because I can't grow my hair like that. Did you see over COVID when I did try to grow my hair out? It was like a hair helmet.
I kind of remember.
It just gets thick, and it comes out like this, and it just doesn't work. You have, like, long, straight hair.
Kind of.
Curls a little bit down on the end, and mine just
You want to touch it?
Mine turns into... Can I smell it? Here. Wait, come here. Let me just...
Long, straight, luscious.
Oh.
Very soft.
Long,
that does smell.
Golden,
that does smell nice.
Golden locks.
It's what I like about you guys. You let me sniff your hair. I feel like Joe Biden
Rapunzel,
over here all of a sudden.
Like a man of the lion.
Sniff your hair. It is. No, but okay, there's more pressing things. Let's touch on your other musical endeavor real quick, because I know people want to know about what's going on with your duo, with you and your wife, Kaylee, the Luke and Kaylee Project. So what's happening with you guys?
We are we just put out some new music, and we have been playing down in Nashville, Florida, making some trips, and we're going to be in Northern California coming up in a couple weeks. And also, she's coming up here to, we're going to play at the Tenino Music Festival.
This summer.
In July.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys, you know, because a lot of times me and Kaylee play more just down in Nashville area.
Sure.
And
maybe she'll be up here, though, some others. Like,
yeah,
some other
yeah. I'm thinking that we're going to hop on the bill as the opening act for a couple other gigs of ours. We haven't got which, no, we don't know which ones yet, but she's going
to
be up here hanging
every
out
single show
for a couple of your gigs.
Because we have some July okay stuff up here in Washington, yeah, along with the Tenino, like the weekend before and stuff.
Kind of like what you did at the Christmas show, what you did for us back in December.
Double billing. Yeah,
that was really a fun night, by the way.
Yeah.
Definitely got to do that again.
We should. I hope we can make that a kind of a tradition.
Can Electric Eye put together a Christmas set?
Sure. Yeah, we can put together a Christmas set, sure.
Rock your stockings off.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we used to do one song
nice
at Christmas
title
time.
I think we need to write
that. We used to do White Christmas. We used to do a punk rock version of White Christmas at Christmas time.
Is it about cocaine?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. It was pretty good. It was real punky. It was real punky.
I want to hear it.
Yeah. I don't know if we...
I think we need to write Rock Your Stockings off, though.
Basically, here's what it is. You've heard the Ramones, right? You've heard the Ramones before.
Yeah.
I Want to Be Sedated.
I
want to be sedated. 24 hours to go. I want to be sedated. Okay, it's basically that, but to the tune of White Christmas. It's the same tune, but you sing the lyrics to White Christmas instead.
Did you arrange that?
Now you've heard it. Yeah. Yeah, we arranged it.
Should release it then.
Yeah, get that on Spotify.
Actually, we ripped it off from another punk band, so we didn't arrange it. But anyway. Hey, guys, appreciate you coming in. Luke Isaac Olsen, the Olsen Bros Band, always a pleasure to have you here. Come back and see us again before the Tenino Music Festival, maybe. We can talk it up a little
bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'd be fun. And keep doing what you're doing, and much success. And it's always great to see you guys.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us in.
And by the way, if you missed any of the interview with Luke and Isaac, we'll be posting it up to the Kix website. I would hope sometime today, but I'm going to have a lot of editing to do. So. Bye, guys.